Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic host, Energy poetic herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I'd like to first give an honor to God for allowing me to be able to get the music out to your listening ears tonight. Thank you, Lord, for giving me that ability. And if you want to call into the show tonight, the phone number to dial in is 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, the phone number is 877-218-1183. And if you want to get on the line with Stevie G and read some poetry or sing a song or tell a joke, whatever you choose, you have to hit option one. Well, anyway, I hope everybody had an enjoyable holiday weekend. Happy belated Memorial Day to those that I didn't get a chance to say that to. I'm glad that you guys can come out and listen again another week. And I hope you enjoy. So I'm going to start off my first song. It's party night here tonight. No laid back, slow dragging, no none of that. We're going to get down tonight. It's time to put our party minds into gear. And I'm going to start the night off with Vaughn Mason and crew, Bounce Rock Skate.
Oh,
That was Vaughn Mason and crew, Bounce Rock Skate. Well, what's going on out there in the music world, in the poetry world? How y'all doing? This is Stevie G, just coming back with some more music for y'all. Hope you enjoy it tonight, because I'm playing all dance music until I can't dance no more, and then I'm going to put on a slow drag to take you out of here. Welcome to the club, excuse me, Complicated Passions and Soft Kisses. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And the people on the phone lines, I appreciate you coming in, too. Let me pay some bills here while I got it pulled up here. Oh, this thing never works right.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com
www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com. Well, anyway, we're going to get some more music going. And we're going to put on some, I'm buffering right now, y'all, so I'm going to have to talk to you for a minute. But anyway, I don't mind talking. I can do that well, too. Well, it's going to stop buffering eventually. And guess what I'm going to play for you? Groove Line, Heat Wave. We'll be right back. Boy, that's taking me back to the pimp wearing clothes, the pimp clothes wearing days. Y'all remember them when the brothers came out with the long maxi coats on and the platform shoes? Yeah, that's what it's taking me back to, because that's what I remember when I hear that music. Anyway, thank you again, chat room, for coming out and commenting. Somebody said they want a party. I'm bringing them back to their party days. Well, you know, chair dance. Do you. Do what you got to do. But I came out tonight to bring out the party music. I want to see y'all chair dancing or something. And the next song I'm about to play is Brick. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Numbers to get on the show are 917-932-8881, and for overseas 877-218-1183. And if you want to get on the line with Stevie G, just hit option 1. The caller from the 910, you had your light lit. If you want to get on, just hit option 1 again and I can get you on. I didn't see you after I started the song, so. But anyway, I just want to thank you guys for coming out. the callers on the line and the people in the chat room. It's always a blessing to have supporters here. I appreciate you. And actually, caller from the 910 has hit the light again, so I'm going to pull this caller in. Caller from the 910, this is Stevie G. Who be this?
This be Alicia.
Hello, Alicia. How you doing?
Hey, Stevie G. I'm
What's
good.
What's going on?
Not much.
How you doing tonight? And thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate you showing up.
Thank you for the invite.
I like when people hit join and then actually come. You know, that's really a nice thing. So, are you going to read a poem for us tonight? Or are you just listening? What's the deal?
I might read a poem.
You might read a poem? Does that mean I need to put you on hold and let you think about it? Or are you going to read a poem?
I'm going to read a poem.
Okay. There you go. That's what I like to hear. So what's the title of your poem, Alicia?
The title of this poem is Do You Love Me?
Okay, you guys, this is Alicia. She's a Facebook friend. Alicia, reciting Do You Love Me? Am I right?
Here goes.
Okay.
Do you love me? How does love feel? Is your love real? I simply asked, how much do you love me? You turn and walk away. I think it's just your way, but you got to understand, if you want to be my man, you got to give it true. It's about me and you, not just me giving all, while you appear to stand tall. I got it now. I see just how you stand around spitting words like I told you I do, and what more can I say to you? I simply ask, do you love me? How does it feel to hear the words for real? I simply ask, can you verbalize, look into my eyes? 1, 2, 3 words alone will bring it on home. Is your head in a spin from trying to pretend? If you got something to say, go on then. I can take it because I'm thick-skinned. I simply asked, do you love me? How will it feel when I hear the words for real? I simply ask, could it truly be? You just can't voice the 3. You just stand and look at me with your mouth wide open while I stand here hoping. I turn and walk away. You say, baby, please stay. I simply say, I'm forever asking, do you love me?
And that's your piece?
That's my piece.
That was a beautiful piece, and I appreciate you reading it. It was beautiful. Did you write that?
I wrote it.
Okay, that's an author in the house. Somebody in the chat room said, nice piece and well done.
Thank you.
So we appreciate you coming out, Alicia. You know, anytime you want to come out, please feel free. If you want to do another one, I'll put you on hold and get back to some music and come back and check on you a little later.
All righty.
All right.
Okay.
Once again,
thank you.
That was Alicia, y'all, and Do You Love Me? Do you love me? Okay, we have another caller on the line. Caller from the 562. This is Stevie G. Who this be?
What's up, Stevie G? This is Complicated Passions.
What's up, Complicated? How you doing, brother? Long time no hear from. You've been hanging out somewhere else on Wednesday nights.
No, I've been working because we got to do
okay,
that.
Okay, that's
know,
hanging
for
out
little.
Somewhere else. How you doing, bro? What you going to do?
I'm doing pretty good. I'll share a piece that's coming out soon. I don't know. I can't give an exact date, but it's just another project I'm working on. Of course, I have a new project coming out next month called The Lyrical Expressions of Complicated Passions, and it's just as hot as my recipe for love, so I'm looking for it to be out there on the market next month, which is soon.
Complicated Passions. What's the name of this poem, Complicated?
The name of this poem is called Captured.
Captured by the lover man himself, the capturer of
right.
every woman, Mr. Complicated Passions.
I can see it in your eyes. That moment of your hunger, it is a thing that drives men mad. Yet, I am the hunter, and you are my prey. I have tasted the beast. My wanting is now a fever. The thought brings the nature in me. Once bitten, to feel my body devoured, the scent, your presence, So sensuous was this, to find myself famished was to lure me to the very danger I dreamed. I knew then I was captured. And that's that piece.
Oh, that was short and sweet. Complicated, you always bringing the short and sweet ones. I mean, not expecting them to end so quick. And they be boom, but you hit the point, man. That was captured by my man, Complicated Passion. He blesses us every time he comes on the mic. We love to have you, man. You want? I'll put you on hold, and if you can get back on the mic and give us another one, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man, thank you. Complicated Passions, y'all. He comes out and he does his thing just about every week. You know what I'm saying? So he's the man. Anyway, I got to get back to my music. And before I get back to my music, just let me give out the call-out numbers again. 917-932-8881 and 877-218-1183 is for the overseas number. And just hit option one to speak to Stevie G. Thank you. You can do whatever you want when you speak to Stevie G. Read a poem, sing a song, tell a joke. It's open mic, baby. And we're going to get going with the music with some Commodore's Brick House. Melodies, and we're going to keep the party music going with some happy birthday, belated birthday to my sweetheart, Gladys Knight. Friendship Train. I got to give her props. Friendship Train. You know, I don't want y'all people to sleep on Gladys Knight because a lot of people do. But I went to see her perform at a show one time. It was like a multi-artist show, I believe. Aretha Franklin was there. The Isley Brothers was there. Ashford and Simpson was there. And Gladys Knight was there. And believe me, Gladys Knight stole the show because Gladys Knight is crazy talented. She is just unbelievable talent. She just took the show from everybody. And, you know, my thought was that Aretha Franklin was going to knock it down, but honestly, Gladys Knight just took, she just took the show. Well, you know what? Barry White can take a show, too. I'm qualified to satisfy. poetry and melodies.
I know how to make you feel like you want to feel. But I can't lose what I use.
My man, my cousin, Barry White, doing his thing. Anyway, I'm going to read a poem now. I might as well get my poetry on. I don't get it on much, so I'm going to get it on a little tonight. You know something? Before I even read this poem, I just want to say, there's nothing, I don't want this to sound like a racist thing because I'm not racist. I love everybody. It doesn't matter what color you are. As long as you respect me, I'll respect you. But there truly is nothing like loving a black woman. If you got you a good black woman, if you got you a consistently good black woman, you got the best woman you could ever have in life. That's just my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with that. But I just thought I would share. And the name of my poem is Blessed with a Sister. The greatest gift from God to man is you. The flower of the earth sparkled with morning dew. Soft to touch, so delicate you are. Nothing is bright to me, not even a shining star. Easy to view, admired by all. Colorful and brisk like foliage in fall. Warm and sensual as that of the spring night. Graceful as an eagle gliding in flight. Beautiful cocoa, caramel, and creamy, like a summer's eve, you're hot and steamy. The love of some, the envy of most, next to my heart, I hold you close. Black woman, you are the brightest of all stars, proud and erect with your stance so tall. The most gorgeous woman of them all, a daughter, a mother, a sister, a niece, a godsend, a symbol of peace. A queen next to me on my throne, the woman I need to help build my home. Black woman, you are the essence of earth, and underestimated is your worth. I love you, black woman. You are to me my life, my love, my family. And that's my peace. That's my peace. know what? I just want to give a shout out to the chat room, to the people in the chat room and the callers on the line. Thanks for calling out. Thanks for coming out. And I'm not going to hold you up. I told you I was going to play party music tonight, and that's just what I'm going to do. Here's a little, what we call these guys? Oh, the old school guys. Cameo. Candy. Remember that. Anyway, I got to pay a bill, so let me get my bill paid, and then I can get back, and there's some callers on the line. I'll get right back to you, callers.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com. I love the way she says that. Anyway, I got some callers on the line. I'm going to pull a couple of callers in. Caller from the 631, you're on the line with Poetry and Melodies. Who's calling?
Strong Island, how are you?
Hello, Strong Island. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I ain't supposed to ask you how you doing. I'm supposed to go, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Oh, what's going on? What you going to do for us tonight, Strong Island? It's nice to have you on my show for the first time. I appreciate you coming out, honey. What you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a little piece for you out of my new book, Sweet Nectar, an Anthology of Poetry.
And okay, go ahead. Drop it like it's hot, girl.
The piece is called...
I gotta watch you when I tell you that, though. Just drop it.
Okay, Undeniable Love. I need you face to face, cheek to cheek. There's no need to speak. Just grab me, hold me, love me. Oh, hell yes, just show me your love. No more anticipation of what's to come. I need to be shown what you're working with. Put it down real good, and it will be well understood that our love is true and it is just that brand new. Taken one day at a time, so this, I won't be hurt. My heart will not be worn on my shirt, but above my head, so you have to reach up far to catch this superstar. So don't mess up. This may be the last chance for the undeniable love, and that is my piece.
That was beautiful. Look
Thank
at you.
You
Look at you. Strong Island. This next guy that I'm gonna put online, he's holding on, and he writes a lot of love poems. You two need to hook up. I think y'all need to do a duet poem. I'm gonna put them on. I'm gonna put you on hold. Okay.
All right. I'll listen.
Okay. Complicated Passage, you back on the line.
Yeah, what's up, sir? What's up?
You got something else you want to read to us, bro?
Yeah, I could drop something for you right quick. It's called Rocket.
It's called what?
All right. Rocket, like a rocket to the moon.
Hey, Rocket, I got you.
All right. Once again, I want to be that man on the moon. Yes, that Zoom. When your love comes, I want to take a lifetime getting into you to be what you hunger when your love calls again and again. When once is not enough, I'll take more than a minute to get up in it. I won't until you are. Say yes, I will never say no. I will put all the locks on the door. From role play to all the moments I have you just before foreplay ends, you will have the hunger in me from the whispers of my name, Complicated Passions.
And that was Rocket by Complicated Passions. Hey, y'all need to hook up and do a duet poetry thing. I think you guys compliment each other. Now, am I playing Poetry Cupid here? Look at me. Let me cut it out.
All right, now.
Now, man, I'm going to put you on hold and get back to some music, but I might pull you back in because there's plenty of time left if you got something else you want to read.
All right, my brother. Well, I was going to step out, so, you know, I will. If you don't find me here, then I'll be back next week.
Okay, if you step out and you don't shut off, then I know you're going to do something, but that's okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for coming out. Anyway, Strong Island, if you want me to pull you back in to do another piece, I can if you're holding on. If you're not here, I know you had to get out of Dodge. And 973-669, almost said your whole number. You're going to have people all over the world calling you. Holly, I know that's you. I thank you for coming out listening. I got your message on Facebook. Thank you. And I'm going to keep my music going, and we're going to listen to some
Hey, Mr. DJ Zane.
What we gonna do now is go back.
By Zane. Anyway, I'm gonna keep my music playing with some Slave and Slide.
They call me Drac. Here I come, baby. I ain't gonna bite you. I just want you to hang on.
Don't know my name, yeah.
I'll take you where you
because this is for my future. We know what we're talking about. Ain't nothing like an East Coast party. By James Brown, that's dedicated to Mother. You know who I'm talking about. Okay. I'm going to keep the music going and put on some. You know, Holly, I appreciate you coming out. Let me not forget to say that. I know you're out there listening. If you want to get on, all you got to do is hit option one. And you can get on and say something if you like. But that's on you. If you're just enjoying the music, I understand. I understand exactly what you're going through because I'm definitely enjoying the music tonight. And I'm going to keep this music rolling with Soul Mucosa by Manu Dibango. Thank you.
son.
That was Soul Mucosa by Manu Dibango. Somebody asked me, by who? Well, that's an old record, Soul Mucosa. Anyway, that's for the person who don't know. Well, you know, music is different music across the country, so you never know what part of the country people hear certain things, but that was definitely an East Coast track. For sure, but I'm pretty sure they know it on most coasts. But if you kind of caught in the middle, then maybe you might have missed that one. But maybe you might know this one. This is Creative Source. Who is he and what is he to you?
Thank you.
person. Who is he and what is he to you? Yeah. It's party night, but you know what? My chair is starting to hurt because I've been dancing in it all night. It hurt my butt. So what I'm going to do, I guess I'm going to have to read something because it is poetry, so I have to read. And the name of this poem that I wrote is called The Wait Is Over. Don't look into my eyes and search for a weakness. There is none, so don't seek this. Many years have passed and I've lacked in my gift, paying more attention to a grocery list. I'm a singer, songwriter, poetry esquire, and you're damn right, my talent's for hire. I put it off long enough doing chores and stuff. Had two wives and some kids with skills under my lid. I'm a man with talents that's been waiting inside to bust out of me and show my creative side. So I'm going to write and jot and write and jot to fill my fucking pockets with a fat ass knot. No more waiting and procrastinating, and the shit I write will be incubating. That's right, pure heat, from pen to pad to audio treats. I bring pain, I'ma bring shame, I'ma bring game, but most of all, I'ma bring shock to your brain. So don't forget me, because I please to aim. I'm cocked and pointed, and Stevie G is the name. And that's my piece. And I got to get back to the music. I'm going to slow it down just a tad and put on some Ohio Players, Sweet Sticky Thing. To get on the line, just hit your button back. As soon as this song goes off, I'm going to chime you in.
I'm gonna try.
Sweet Sticky Thing by the Ohio Players. And 973, if you want to get back on the line, just hit option one and I'll get you back on. I didn't see you until after I put on the music. But you're welcome to get on if you want to. I would love to hear from you. But if you don't, I understand. And I'll keep music going. But let me check and see before I get the music going again. Okay, you're not on there yet, so maybe you'll get back on a little later. But I'll keep the music playing anyway. And I had something in mind, and I put it down, and but I found it. How about some Patrice Rushen, Remind Me? After this song goes on, I'm gonna get you in. Remind Me, Patrice Rushen. Love that song. Well, I got a caller on the line, so I'm going to pull my caller in and see what she got to say or he got to say. And Caller from the 973, you're on the line with Stevie G.
Hi, Stevie. This is Holly.
I thought that was you, Holly. I remembered your 973 number from last time. How you doing, Holly?
Great. How are you? I just want to let you know that I'm here enjoying the show, and I definitely loved your piece about black women. It was absolutely beautiful.
Well, I
and,
appreciate that.
I'm enjoying the show, and I hope everyone else is out there enjoying it also.
You need to get some of them Untouchable Playmate members to come on out and support.
Well, you know I'm trying, as you know.
I know. You know how it is. People say they're going to come and they don't come. It's just like if you had a party at your house. People are always going to say they're coming and they never show up. So, you know,
absolutely.
It is what it is. I keep my music going and that's what I'm going to keep doing.
There
in the
you
poetry.
Go. And hopefully everyone will join in and enjoy it like some of us.
Well, I appreciate you coming out as usual, you know. And if you got any requests or anything, just hit the thing and say, hey, I got a request, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to show you how to get on in the chat room, but I don't know. It's a little difficult. It's not as easy as it used to be. It's not as friendly, so.
Oh,
but anyway.
Okay. Well, maybe that's something we can discuss off the air. And
okay. Anyway,
okay.
I appreciate you coming out as usual and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. That was Holly from Untouchable Playmates. I got another caller on the line from the caller from the 903. You're on the air with Stevie G. Who's calling, Stevie G?
Hey, what's up, Stevie G? This is Les.
Hey, Les, what's going on down there in Texas?
Ah, not much, man. Just chilling and just trying to do my thing, you know.
Hey, man, I ain't talked to you in a while, man. I'm glad you came out to what you going to do for us tonight?
Oh, I'd like to do 2 for 1 if it's okay.
Okay, if we got enough time for 2, we got 6 more minutes left. So go ahead, do your thing.
All right, I'm going to first read this poem. I call it Over the Road Poem. It's kind of different because it's about 18-wheelers. Anybody that's ever drove 18-wheelers over the road that understand this poem, then I'm going to write another one. It's just inspired. Huh?
I'm a truck broker. I understand it. Go ahead and read it, man.
All right. Check this out. Okay. Call over the road. He ever wondered about life over the road, driving an 18-wheeler, carrying heavy loads. Well, if you're wondering how do I know, I was living over the road not very long ago, logging my trips and trying to plan my rest, scheduling my arrivals, sometimes getting stressed. Sometimes it was easy. Other times it was not. Traveling many states and staying in truck stops. Driving Peterbilts, Freightliners, and Kenworths, whatever they gave me to achieve my work. Pulling both reefers to dry trailer loads, paying lumpers so I can get back on the road. Watching out for low bridges in every state, for that could be a quite embarrassing mistake. Every driver knows where the fifth wheel. That's basic info that any driver can reveal. Many use Jake brakes, or sometimes call it an engine retarder. But knowing how to do mountains with them, without them, is even smarter. I learned how to flow gears, for I had skill. My experience with 18-wheelers is verifiable and real. I had 2 gas tanks on each side of the truck, but never before. Now did I know that fuel could weigh so much. It definitely affects your weight across the scales. For DOT is watching, so you don't want to fail. You learn how to move your tandems and to shift the weight. But the biggest stress factor is being late. And after being on the road for so long, especially for new drivers, we seem to truly miss home. Local drivers may make it home every night, but once a month for an over-road driver, it is a mite. Months over the road takes, and many times gets lonely, and the talk over the CB rodeo many times even gets ugly. It's hard sometimes even to find a positive conversation. But sometimes over the CB, you can get good information, perhaps about an accident up ahead or danger in the weather. CBs can be helpful when truckers work together. See, I work for a company with no touch loads, and for it's dangerous being tired and trying to drive all the time over the road. I live it to many warehouses and to some rail stations. Over the road is a real job and not a paid vacation. Many sleep in the back of the truck regularly. having to log the proper time that they did their duties. Some drivers drive tankers and hazmat loads, which involve more risk when traveling over the road. Hazmat isn't that dangerous unless it's explosive, flammable, or something that's extremely corrosive. It's similar to the rest, but it's just more risk. But this lifestyle by itself can be hazardous. But it's a career that many drivers have to choose or have chose, a lifestyle that is titled Over the Road. That's the end of that piece.
Okay. I understood everything you said in that.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. This was called Today Is. Very motivational, inspirational poem, I believe. Goes, today is a good day to start over again. Dust yourself off and believe that you can win. Today is a good day to forget the past. Forgive, move forward, smile, and laugh. Today is a good day to praise our God, for he has brought us through some amazing odds. Today is a good day despite the condition of the sky, because another chance is upon you and I. Today is a good day to forget your blues and be grateful for what we can do. Today is a good day for us to win and realize that only God holds our end. Today is a good day to work even harder, forget our disappointments, and push even farther. Today is a good day for us to focus ahead, make moves, and get up out of the bed. Today is a good day for us to be inspired, for yesterday's problems have already retired. Today is a good day for us to believe in ourselves and praise God for our strength and our health. Today is a good day to think with positiveness, put a smile back on our face with confidence. Today is a good day to keep our dreams alive, forget about our sorrows, and reestablish our pride. Today is a good day for all that is great, filled with new possibilities to take place. End of peace.
All right, now. That's a good poem, man. I appreciate you coming out, my man, as usual. I don't know why you don't come out as much as you used to, but, hey, when you do come out, you always bless the mic.
All right, thank you. I'm going to be coming back through again for sure. I'm just trying to see if I can. Sometimes I get caught up in other things, be going places, so I miss it sometimes, and truly I do miss it. But I'm going to definitely do come back through again and see if I can try to be here on the regular.
All right, man. Thanks for coming out, Les. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right, man. Okay, y'all. I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to put one more song off to close tonight. I just want to say God bless. Thanks for coming out. And this is We've Only Just Begun by the Tim Priest.
y'all, that's the good night for the show is over tonight, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting. I love you guys. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, and God bless.